to have some fun.
I know that, dude.
They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Hey there, hello, greetings, and welcome to the 420 SF Studio and the Sloppy Pod Podcast. We are the leader in the unpolished podcast community from the great Pacific Northwest, right here in Stillicum, Washington. I am your fill-in host. Danny Scanlon is running late. My name is Major Johnson. I know, make it with the jokes. My mama knew before I did, and that's why she called me Major, okay? But yes, we are going to continue. Go ahead and make your jokes. You're just hating on me because you're jealous. Hey. Where are we at? I hope everyone is doing okay. I'm going off the notes from what he has. I hope everyone is doing great. It is a Monday. It sucks. I know. Whatever. there's been a lot of time pass. A lot of happenings have gone by the wayside. We're talking, the last time he put out a podcast, it was December. It was Christmas, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, you have the whole new year, bang, bang, boom, boom, whatever. And then you have Valentine's Day. Hey, to all the ladies out there. Yeah, he wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, as do I. Let's see. The Super Bowl, man. We just kind of passed on the Super Bowl. So, I've got a little something for you. It's just, look, this is going to be old news, old stuff, because so much time has passed. Just bear with me. Just, you know, sit down and shut up. Like my dad used to say. Here we go. This is a mic'd up moment from the Super Bowl 58.
And now San Francisco will try to take the lead.
All right, Mr. Moody, the rookie. Everything on the line.
This is a 53-yarder. Jake has it away. It is right down the middle!
I put it right down the middle.
San Francisco's got the lead at 19-16.
I think that's gonna win it!
Take your time, Mark. What? Take the 2-minute time, only on 3.
Patrick gonna try and be Mr. Superman right now. And it's our op to take it.
This next series is gonna be Pat running and throwing it to 87.
Exactly. Hey, let's go do it, baby. Let's go do it.
Fire me up.
Here's the problem. Patrick Mahomes has 1 minute and 53 seconds to respond.
All right, here we go. Hey, let's go be great, baby.
Touchdown could win it. Mahomes finds Kelce at the 30 for the 36. Mahomes scrambling to his right. He is going to run it, gets out of bounds. It's a first down.
1-1, nobody else him, baby. Nobody else him but 1-5. Do your magic, Pat. Come on.
48 seconds remaining. 3rd and 2. Blitz by San Francisco. They dump it to McKinnon. 40-yard line, and it's got a first down.
Hey, come on!
3rd and 7 for the Chiefs. 16 seconds in regulation.
This would be a long kick to tie the Super Bowl. Kelce right. Mahomes back. Throws. Kelce got it. First down, 20, 15, 10, out of bounds on the 10-yard line.
Travis Kelce comes up with one of the biggest plays.
You caught man-to-man. The guy covering the man has to go over all the bodies in there. Perfect play call. Played out perfectly.
Good play.
In play.
At the San Francisco 11, but only 10 seconds remaining in the game.
10 yards, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, 10
yards. Andy Reid, 10 yards.
Easy.
Everybody listen. If you catch the ball inbounds and you don't score immediately, go the f*** down. And we're immediately calling timeout. If you're one-on-one, sting, I'm putting it up there. Yeah, you got to go get it. No, you were nobody.
They're in field goal range. They just can't get a touchdown.
They cannot get in the end zone. All right? We got to force a field goal to go to overtime.
You take a chance to go to the end zone for the win.
Hey, go on to Kelsey, bro.
Little friend.
Low snap, Mahomes back. Incomplete. Great coverage there by Fred Warner.
There we go.
29-yard field goal by Harrison Butker.
Dude, just pull the f*** out of this, man. Slip. Be really cool. Miss it.
There are 6 seconds left to tie Super Bowl 58. Butker, the snap is good. The kick is up. The kick is perfect, and we are tied. We are tied.
And we are headed to overtime.
This is not very fun.
We got an overtime game? Damn.
Free football.
We're what?
Free football.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
What's happened? We have a chance to go win a Super Bowl in overtime.
Let's go do it.
What we dream about.
Sir.
Let's go.
Overtime in the Super Bowl, baby. How about it?
Where else would you rather be?
I was in the last overtime game. We all in the playoffs.
Where are you?
Changed the rules.
Nah. It's wild.
Yeah.
Makes everything different.
Yeah. We want to go down and score first.
You score a touchdown, you win.
No, both teams get an opportunity.
All right.
You have a coin?
I got a coin.
Hell of a game, dog. Let's do this thing.
Go.
Yeah.
So what is your call?
Tails again.
He called tails again. It is tails. You want the ball? Which way do you want to kick?
I'm going to kick that way.
San Francisco received first in overtime. Good luck, gentlemen.
They want it. They want the ball. They want it.
If we won the toss, we were going to kick off too.
They want it, they can have it.
Hey, even if we score a touchdown, they still get the ball.
Thank you,
I didn't know that.
Both teams will get a possession. Even if the first team scores a touchdown, the other team will get a chance.
You get a stop, that's game. You get a stop, that's game.
Come on now. Let's go score again.
Third down and 13 for San Francisco.
Now the pass is going to be knocked out of the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
The flag thrown in the backfield of Kansas City.
There's a flag on us.
Prior to the pass, holding. Defense number 22. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Right on the NFL logo shield. Here comes a six-man rush. Purdy is swamped. Dumps it off. Caught by McCaffrey. Far side 50. Goes to the 45 down the sideline. 40. Chase to the 30 down the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds.
What a play by Brock Purdy.
Come on, defense.
Now chased out of there, gonna get out to his right, gonna roll to the sideline, and throw, and it's caught by Juszczyk. He lost the ball. Did he catch it?
Is that a catch?
Did they give him the catch or no?
Yes.
He's got the catch right at the yard to gain. What a catch by Juszczyk.
Come on. Stand up. Big stand right here, D.
Need gloves or anything? You good?
I'm good, baby. I need a win.
And now it's third down and 4 on the Chief 9-yard line. McCaffrey goes in jet sweep motion. A throw, he has thrown it through Juwan Jennings.
Big time rush, Chris Jones. Purdy had to just get rid of the football.
Now they got pressure right in Brock's face. Just could not find Jennings. It was open on that play. 27-yard field goal from Moody, and it's good. He even pulled that back, but got it inside the left upright.
Way to fight, boys. Way to bend, not break, baby. Great job, boys.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's do it.
Make them earn everything. None cheap. Make them earn everything. Hey, what you going to give? What would you give for this moment, man?
And you know what Mahomes is thinking? A touchdown wins the game.
Yeah. I need you. Two hands on it.
The Chiefs with the possession. They have got to score. Third and one, hand off Pacheco, corkscrews over the right side, nothing there.
Fourth down.
Now it is fourth and one. This play is gigantic.
You've run play after play, and now you got to come up with a play to pick up a foot to keep your season going.
What do you like?
All right, we stop him. World champs, right?
Yep. Slide keys. I like slide keys a lot. If it's not there, I'll run for it.
San Francisco stops this play. They win Super Bowl 58.
Man, I want to put the ball in 15's hands for the game on.
Play call, and there was nobody there for the 49er defense.
I knew he was gonna keep it, bro.
Damn. Ready for the ball, four. Ready for the ball.
Third and six. And he goes. Rice has the first down, and he's out of bounds at the 40.
They're now in field goal range, yeah?
Third and a football.
Mahomes. Cradles it and goes down to the 13-yard line. Shades of Super Bowl 57.
He knows how to win the game. He knows when to be aggressive, when not to be.
You go! Finish it. Cut.
10 yards from the win. Throws it to Kelce in the middle of the field. Kelce, right on ahead. He's gonna have the first and goal to go.
First down! First down! First down! One more play.
Come on, O. Come on, O. Come on, O.
Hey, so I got church right bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry right, yellow. Orange, 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 let's go!
First and goal at the 3.
We gotta get an interception. Interception or fumble. Come on, boys.
Play action fake. Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! Well done!
Amen.
And it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
And all of this, congratulations to the 49ers for being here. Kyle is a great head football coach. The 49ers are lucky to have him. And what a game, right? What a game. It could have gone either way. And it was just one of those games. I feel fortunate to have been on the positive side of it.
The winning team always gives the losing team a lot of credit. You got to give them a lot of credit. They came to play. They got a good team over there and a good squad. If we weren't perfect, I don't know if we would have won this game. They should hold their heads up high. You got to give them a lot of credit. I wonder if that news ever gets to the losers' locker room. Great news, fellas. I just came from the winner's locker room. I am not making this up. They are giving you a lot of credit. I'm telling you. I was just there. I got here as quickly as I could, but it was hard with the balloons and the confetti. And all the champagne in my eyes. I was bouncing off walls to share the fantastic news.
It's time for news of the week.
From around the corner to around the planet, we probe the globe to bring you the breaking news, true stories of the weird, the bizarre, the unusual, and the ridiculous, as reported in newspapers and telecasts across the nation and the world.
All right, here we are in News of the Weird. Let's go. A pigeon accused of being a Chinese spy. He's been cleared now by police and released back into the wild. The bird was How do you detain a bird? I mean, come on. He was detained by officers after Please. After it was captured in May last year near a port in Mumbai, according to the news agency Press Trust in Press Trust of India. I really need new glasses. It was found with two rings tied to its legs, featuring words that may have come from China.
China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
Detectives suspected the pigeon was involved in espionage and took it in before later sending it to Mumbai's hospital for animals. However, after 8 months in captivity, it emerged that the creature was an open-water racing bird from Taiwan, which had escaped, defected, and had flown to India. 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 A 42-year-old resident of Ajax, Ontario, was arrested and charged with impaired driving on February 20th at the Durham Regional Police Station, where he had driven to complain. Get this. How stupid can you be? He went to complain about his arrest for public intoxication from earlier that morning. Oh, God. Incredible. The man asked to speak to a supervisor when he arrived at the police station, but officers noticed that he seemed intoxicated, and after confirming he had driven himself, issued a breathalyzer test, which the man failed. Hey, no surprise. His license was suspended and his vehicle was impounded. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. 8 potty mouth parrots are set to rejoin the rest of their flock at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in Boston, UK, after a zoo official decided their recent efforts to help the dirty birds clean up their act in isolation had shown promise. Here's more.
Welcome back, 454. Some foul mouthed parrots at a British zoo are in big trouble for swearing at guests. 5 African gray parrots were donated, now get this, from separate owners, but they were donated to the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park within the same week. Well, the birds had to be quarantined together. You know how parrots are, they start talking, and soon they were cussing at each other. Then they put them on display, and they cussed at the visitors, who then started swearing back at the parrots. Why would you? The zoo removed the parrots from public view, put them back in quarantine apparently, so the children wouldn't hear all of it. The children wouldn't hear it from their. Okay. Staff are hoping the birds' language will get more family friendly now that they're separated. Get back together again.
I have so many questions. Oh my gosh.
All right, let's do one more. Let's see. It's never too late to graduate, and Fred Allen Smalls of Georgetown, South Carolina, is proof of that. Smalls took the stage at Georgetown High School on February 4th, the day before his 106th birthday.
Today, we have the privilege of bestowing upon Mr. Fred Allen Smalls, a man of resilience and unwavering dedication, an honorary diploma from the state of South Carolina.
It looks as if the Las Vegas Strip will be undergoing facial reconstruction when the Casino Royale, a small property located between numerous Caesars and MGM resorts, gets set to bid Vegas adieu or don't. Best Western, who owns the small casino and hotel, have received approval from the FAA. They're going to build a 699-foot resort casino tower on the site. Why not just go for 700? Really? I mean, come on. But that's not a final approval. Clark County still has to approve a building plan. And It's a step that comes with the deadline for construction to begin by January 21st, 2025. The Tropicana, the second oldest casino on the Strip, now has a final date, that of April 2nd. And while things are getting nuttier for those folks in their locations, the people over there at the Hard Rock International are awaiting the final announcement of the demise of the iconic Mirage Volcano. Dude, if you have not been to this thing, the volcano, you need to hurry before it flames out, man. This thing is amazing. I've seen it a couple times. They're closed down for major events such as Formula One race, and just recently the Super Bowl, but it's still, you still have some time left. I'm butchering this. The Mirage itself will be undergoing a massive overhaul that includes 45,000 square feet of pool area, as well as the removal of the now closed Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried and Roy Secret Garden and Dolphin Habitat. They will also add 70,000 square feet to the existing live theater, 6,500 square feet of retail, 60,000 square feet of ballroom space. Lastly, the design plans call for 110,000 square feet of low-rise expansion along the south side of the property, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Hey, going back to the ballroom space, hey, Major, could you use some of that?
You better believe it, brother.
Now, as I'm on the subject of Vegas, it just so happens that my brother and I will be in Vegas next month to see the Sphere, which is epically cool from what I've heard. And also we'll be in town to see the Scorpions play the entire album of Love at First Sting, which is celebrating 40 years.
And finally, it's the glittering new addition to the Las Vegas skyline. You've probably seen what it looks like from the outside. But tonight, ahead of the grand opening, Gotti Schwartz takes us inside the Sphere.
Right off the Vegas Strip is the future of entertainment in a way only science fiction could predict. Some calling it eye-catching. To others, it's out of this world. And when words fail, there's always an emoji.
But this 366-foot shimmering exosphere is just the beginning, because what's inside there is even more mind-blowing.
What is your name?
My name's Gotti.
And I'm Jim.
Bobby.
We've
and
met
Jim.
Before.
Welcome to Sphere.
What just beyond five today? Aura robots is a taste of the most baffling sound system in the world.
I'm isolating each instrument into a beam.
All of this starting with a simple sketch from Jim Dolan, owner of some of the most storied venues on Earth, who decided to reimagine entertainment with a $2.3 billion gamble in the desert.
What was your reaction when you saw it turn on?
Well, I was enchanted too. I mean, it was awesome. We designed it, we visualized it, and it's so big.
And finally, inside the Sphere within a Sphere, 168,000 square feet of high-definition LEDs, 167,000 speakers, 17,000 seats, and 10,000 of them powered by haptics.
It's impossible to describe, right? It's like trying to explain what a peanut butter and jelly sandwich tastes like to somebody who's never tasted one.
This weekend, U2 claiming the first residency, followed closely by another fully immersive experience called Postcards from Earth, all about this even bigger sphere that we all call home. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, Las Vegas.
Scorpions, live, Love at First Sting, Las Vegas residency. Back theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, April 11th through May 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
And last, but certainly not least, we have this.
A man staying at a strip hotel over the holidays woke up in excruciating pain, and when he went to investigate, says he found something that has him now considering a lawsuit. In a story you'll only see on 8, 8 News Now reporter Joshua Peguera joins us live outside the Venetian with those stinging details. Joshua.
Kirsten, a man staying at the Venetian Christmas week says he was awoken by something, but sometime during the night, he woke up to pain that he found when he was stung by a scorpion in his testicles.
Yikes.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. It felt like a sharp glass or a knife.
Michael Farchi says he continued to investigate the source of that pain, and that's when he found something.
I went to the restroom, and I saw a scorpion hanging on my underwear.
These are photos from that day, December 26th, that Farchi and his attorney shared with me. You can see the scorpion.
Any idea on how this scorpion got in? They never told you how it got in the room?
They don't know. They don't know. I didn't even ask how it got in the room. Nobody told me about any option. It just was under my cover.
This is the medical incident report Farchi filed with the Venetian. It shows the suite number and what he wrote to hotel staff. Quote, bitten by scorpion on my groin testicles.
Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
Farchi also received an incident number from the hotel.
When you check into a hotel, you expect to be safe.
Brian Virag is representing Farchi and says this has been a traumatic experience for his client.
I'm certain that the Venetian, like every major hotel, has policies and procedures in place to try to avoid something like this. However, it's one thing to have policies and procedures in place. It's another thing to make sure they're followed.
The Venetian sent me a statement in the last half hour that says, quote, the resort has protocols for all incidents and we can confirm they were followed in this incident. Reporting live near the Venetian, Joshua Peguero, 8 News Now, back to you in the studio.
And the attorney Joshua interviewed says people should always inspect their hotel rooms and surrounding areas. We do live in the desert once they check in.
Jenny Craig is back.
So for those that have never been stung by a scorpion, I don't know about the groin area. I was stung along the leg, and dude, it's excruciating, okay? I can't even fathom. That was a different kind of scorpion that I was stung by. That thing was like a golden color. Godspeed to this guy, man. I hope he makes a little scratch from that. Hope he gets a payday, and that's it. So anyway, that's going to be it for this episode 125. Thank God. It's been way too long coming. sorry for the... anyway. We're going to end it. one more thing after this.
What up, what up? Hey, man, this is Major Johnson stepping in for Scanlon, and you know what? I think he's working on something. We are going to work on 126, and we're going to see what's what. This next episode... it may come sooner than later, or, it could come from the road. As I mentioned before, going to Vegas next month, and I plan on doing, I want to do some from the road. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it's going to work somehow. But I'll tell you what. There's always room for improvement, and I'm hoping to step up the game a little bit. And until we talk to you again, we'll see you when we see ya later.
That's it. I had enough.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.